Come to Enrico's House of Salsa. We have many very delicious dishes. May I recommend the burning chicken from hell? Very delicious. Your eyes will burn. Your stomach will be on fire. You'll be in the bathroom for a week. Yes, Enrico's. Serving Linwood, the finest in Mexicano cuisine since 1992.
You're sort of famous, a minor celebrity, and so it only makes sense the world would be obsessed with every single thing you do.
Welcome back to We're
Yo, Yo, Steve, I'm really happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish.
Wait.
But I just want to say that Taylor Swift did a much better video for this song.
Than Weird Al?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I disagree. Let me have my time.
No.
Get off the stage, Kanye.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go back to my hot wife now.
I
only do that. I only do that. Because this song was the song that Taylor won for best video when that happened.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. If it were any other Taylor Swift song, I wouldn't have done that. But this is that video.
Okay, I thought it was because you like fish sticks.
Yes.
Do you like fish sticks?
No.
Oh, okay, well, I guess you're good then.
Yeah, I like fish heads.
Oh, fish heads?
Roly-poly
fish heads? Yeah. All right, we're not talking about that song.
We're talking about TMZ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is from Alpacalypse.
Alpacalypse. Song about alpacas.
Careful, they sweat.
Yeah.
This is from June 2011.
Yep.
This is a parody of You Belong With Me, which came out, the album was released on November 11th, 2008.
Okay.
But then this was the third single from that album, and it was released on April 18th, 2009.
Okay. It wasn't that long before his video. I mean, his parody.
Weird Al's booklet actually states this wrong, that he says in that it's You Belong To Me.
I thought I was going to say, isn't it To Me?
No, it's With Me.
I always thought it was You Belong To Me.
To Me is a lot darker.
Yeah.
That's a much different song.
Yeah,
You Belong To Me, not With Me.
Okay, I always thought it was Two.
It's a light, happy song.
Okay.
And Two is more like Dracula or something.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get in the basement, yeah.
Taylor Swift is not going to sing a song saying You Belong To Me.
Put the lotion on your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. You're not trapped in my basement.
Yeah.
You're across
the street.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like Romeo.
And you're kind of cute, you know what I mean?
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Ah. I feel better about myself now.
You know, you're going to grow up to play Havoc.
Yeah.
Or the new MacGyver.
Oh, that's him?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
All right.
So, Taylor Swift. Catchy song. Pretty popular. This song was actually her highest Billboard ranking song at that moment.
Okay.
Obviously at the moment, but like up to that moment.
Yes. Since then, she's surpassed it.
But this song came out 10 years ago at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a young Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So Weird Al is a cover of it,
yep,
or a parody of it. And you can call it both sometimes. No,
yeah, it's a parody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Got some famous people on it.
Yeah.
Mr. SpongeBob himself.
Yeah.
Tom Kenny.
Yeah.
Is that voice that you hear in the middle, the news reporters.
Which is a very odd choice.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't agree with it.
Really?
Because he sounds so much like Al.
Okay.
And the voice that they're doing, I literally can't tell them apart on some lines. I really don't know who's saying what sometimes.
Don't know if Al is saying any of them, actually.
Huh.
It might all be Kenny.
I thought they were alternating.
No, I know.
That, if it's all Kenny, that makes a lot more sense because I can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he does. He sounds a lot like Al on this.
Yeah.
And it definitely is one of those moments where you're like, why did you specifically bring him in? It depends on what it was.
Yeah.
Was he bringing it in specifically for that? Or was he like, hey, Tom, you're a buddy of mine. We hang out.
Yeah.
Come say some lines on this in funny voices.
That would make more sense.
I think that's what it probably ended up being.
Maybe, because I always thought it was such an odd choice. If you have someone else do your voices in your song, maybe someone who doesn't sound exactly like you.
Well, do a voice that doesn't
sound.
Or maybe that was the joke. Maybe Tom thought it was funny to be like,
I'm going to do a Weird Al voice.
I'm going to say this, and people aren't even going to know I'm on this album.
Right? It was very
maybe
odd.
It was a contract thing. Like, you couldn't have been. No, I'm just joking.
You can't sound like SpongeBob while he's doing it, which would have been very
definitely
interesting.
Not.
No, you can't do that. So he does a lot. He's a voice actor. He's done a lot of stuff.
He's all over the place. Isn't he like the Ice King in Adventure Time?
Sure.
Okay.
I've never seen it, but okay.
All right.
I'll take your word for it. He's in, you know, Star Wars Episode 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in Clone Wars and stuff, too. Yeah.
And Transformers.
Oh, he's
one
lovely.
He was one of the really racist.
One of those, the twins.
Yeah, yeah. He was one of those.
Lovely. They got Tom Kenny to get that?
Yep.
Why?
He's
Why?
One of them.
That's
yep.
stupid.
Mm.
Yeah. And then Marty Rifkin played the pedal steel guitar in this song.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a country song.
Yeah.
He also played that. He also played in Truck Driving Song.
Okay.
By Weird Al.
Yep.
So he's a good friend. He brought him back. You know,
it's not good enough.
It's
now.
A while. Oh, I guess guy. It's not really because yeah. that was. It's not that many.
Before.
Yeah. yeah. Anyways, yeah.
It's a fun song.
I like the song.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it is the. Is the Taylor Swift catchiness of the song.
Yes.
Man. And we'll talk about that a little bit more. We've given some of the details. But it's a fun song. It's got a message. This
it
one actually
really
has a story and a message. Unlike last episode where it was just like blabbering words. Yeah. This one is like
this one definitely specific. Got a through story. It's got a message. It's poignant. Not poignant. Like relevant.
Yeah. I mean, a fellow Weird Al funny man. Lady Gaga. I don't know how you'd remember 4 degrees of Al.
Uh-huh.
Lady Gaga has a paparazzi song. You know, yep. like lots True. Of people have paparazzi songs.
Yeah.
And this one, this is interesting because it's not. He does. This is the song I'd point to about the Weird Al twist.
Yeah,
where half the song is one direction, and then halfway through he flips to the other side.
Okay.
And in fact, Al actually says he was doing an interview with Artist Direct, and he says that was a fun run to write. As a person living in L.A., I've had my run-ins with TMZ. To be fair, they've always been pretty nice to me, so I don't have any axe to grind with them. The song more so pokes fun at our obsession with meaningless celebrity culture.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing seems so ridiculous to me, but it's such a big part of our world, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, that almost rhymed.
I'm not sure what you mean by your twist.
Well, the first half, it's like, oh, look at the way TMZ and the paparazzi are going after all these stupid moments that somebody has, like little uh-huh. slip-ups.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, he goes to like an indignant celebrity who's like, I don't understand why TMZ is here when I get drunk and crash my car and start spouting off racist epitaphs.
Okay.
I don't think that's the right word.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, so halfway through, it's like, it sort of switches gears, and it's like now at first you're like, yeah, they shouldn't be taking pictures of us while we're sunbathing or something.
Yeah.
That's on them.
Oh,
but then it
okay.
flips and it's like,
you shouldn't be doing all this crazy
You shouldn't
stuff.
Be doing drunk driving or
yeah.
going around
Being
naked
racist.
Or yeah, exactly. Like, so there is a flip, you know,
okay.
and it's sort of an even.
Okay.
It ends
I never
up being
really
even.
Thought about that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
You don't, do you agree though?
I do
now
that
you think about it.
Yeah. It does start off more innocent than get like, you know, yeah. Why are you doing all this crazy stuff? You know, they're out there.
Yeah.
They're taking a picture of you like scratching your nose and you know, it's going to do something worse. They're going to be there too. Yeah. So watch yourself, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No. The first half, not like don't scratch your nose because they're out there.
Right.
The first half is they shouldn't be taking pictures of you scratching
of course,
your nose.
Exactly.
But then the second half is like you also shouldn't be doing all these really horrible things.
Exactly.
Especially in a public place where they can, where they don't even have to try to take a picture of you because
exactly.
you're right there.
You see them sitting there. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So just
I
appreciate the flip side of it a little
okay.
bit.
I agree.
And I think sometimes his songs are nice because they do that. They go so wacky that they kind of flip the table over
okay.
in half, flip the table
I
half.
Had never really consciously thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah,
it makes
I made,
sense.
I made Steve think.
Yay, I don't like thinking.
No, do you know what TMZ stands for?
I don't.
30 Mile Zone.
Okay.
Yeah, that's apparently the area around like LA that's supposed to be like the studio area or whatever and that's where all the celebrities used to be kind of.
I see.
Yeah. Now unfortunately TMZ goes everywhere, so it's not like they're only in that area, which would have been nice. But but yeah.
I never knew what the heck it meant.
Yeah.
The militarized zone.
Yeah, the militarized. somebody thought that somebody on the wiki thought it was the media zoo.
That makes
which
sense
is pretty
too.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like the Weird Al wiki. Because in their notes for this song, it says, this song says something about society.
Yep.
That's it.
That's
like,
it.
Like, that's it.
It
not anything.
It really
it's
does.
Just a very generic, like,
yeah.
There's a message. We're not going to tell you what it is, but right. we're just going to say that there is one.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't like the whole paparazzi culture. I don't like, like, the whole tabloid thing. I think it's ridiculous. I don't want to watch
I don't
TMZ.
Understand it.
I just don't get it. I don't care.
I mean, I am all for the press in a way that's like, hey, if that person is doing something illegal, that's okay. But like, yeah, this obsession with people,
every detail,
every moment of everything. They're just like us, walking their dogs. I'm like, let these people have a life.
Yeah, picking up dog poop. Yeah.
I know that they interviewed, I watched a couple of TMZ Weird Al interactions.
Yeah.
And one time he's walking with his wife and his daughter, and they come up to him, and his wife and the daughter like quickly walk away. Mm-hmm. And it almost feels like Weird Al's like stops and like distracts them while his wife and kid go away. And then he talks to them for a second or two. Yeah. Another time TMZ interviewed, I mean, Al was signing autographs. They came up to him and he's like, you know, their track number 3 on the new CD is called TMZ. And so they're like talking about it in their cubicle.
Yeah.
I've heard that the TMZ guy, Harvey Levin,
I think it's Levin.
Levin. I couldn't find any specific, but people had said that he was angry. But then the rest of the office, but they don't show that in the show. In the show, they just see the rest of the office talking to him going, hey, I think it's cool. Yeah. I don't think he was that mean. And I think that, it almost feels like the celebrity thing that everybody says about Weird Al, where it's like, we should just be honored that somebody made it, talked about us. Right. Weird Al's talking about us. That's
right.
Even if he was mean, it's awesome to be.
There is no bad
parody
press.
Exactly.
I mean, they should know that about everyone else.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's TMZ's reaction to the song.
Yeah.
Information about Taylor's, which is I'm really bummed.
Oh, well.
I'm going to tweet
her. Yeah, ask Taylor what she thought about this song.
Hey, Tay-Tay, can you call up 302-72 Weird and tell us what your reaction to this song was? Did you enjoy it? Like we said, this is old school Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This is when she was still technically country.
Yeah.
This was one of the first two pop culture, like the pop crossovers kind of. Love Story was actually the first single from this album, and that was the first crossover hit. But this one was actually bigger than that one.
Right.
In terms of
it's like
Billboard.
Boyfriends ago.
Oh, man. Don't say stuff like that. She's not going to call up. Oh, no, she's not going
to
call up.
Oh, now she'll be mad. She'll have to call us.
She just wrote a song about us.
Ah, man, we're getting a song written about us. Man.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to see what we made her do.
Oh, no, we don't.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She wrote, co-wrote this with Liz Rose, who was one of her writing partners. And I think that we talked about everything else. Like we said, Kanye incident was because of this video on the MTV Video Awards. And the video Kanye was talking about was Single Ladies.
Yep, Beyonce.
And Single Ladies beat her out for the Grammy for Best Song of the Year. So it's kind of like, she already, exactly. Like, and to be honest, this video is really cute.
Yeah.
Her video is really cute. We'll talk about it in a moment when we talk about Weird Al's video. But the Single Ladies video is a lot more iconic than this one. And so Single Ladies probably should have won at that moment. But
you don't want to say Kanye's right.
Yeah, well, that too.
You don't want to say
nobody
that. He
wants
doesn't
to
need
say
the
that.
Ego boost. No. His ego's about to go critical.
Yes.
It can't get any bigger.
Wow.
He'll take us all
down. Okay, so I guess Kanye's not calling us up now.
Nope. You say his name 4 times, he has to.
Yeah. A little fact that I didn't know about. Taylor Swift was contracted before she became like a superstar to write music.
Uh-huh.
And she and various other people had written over 250 songs before she became a superstar.
Like, this is like some warehouse, like songwriting.
Yeah, kind of like Nashville, kind of.
Wow.
And from what I read, a lot of those songs she actually wrote, but then didn't let anybody else do because she like was hoarding them so she could sing them later.
Interesting.
Kind of. So it was an interesting.
She'd write them and put them in her purse.
But I mean, that's actually pretty impressive. You know what I mean? Like that really goes to, sometimes pop princesses like this don't necessarily do that. Aren't actually involved
actually
in music.
Talented,
but she's also a country star. So they're usually a little bit different.
Yes. They tend to write their own stuff more often.
Yeah. So I'm impressed by that.
Yeah. She's definitely a prolific
writer. I'm actually generally impressed by Taylor Swift every time I hear
like
her.
Yeah.
I don't want to like her, but I can't not like her.
You can't not like her, yeah.
She's
very catchy.
Yeah. She writes a good hook.
Yep.
Yeah.
So about the video.
Oh, gosh, this video is weird.
Yeah, which one? Weird Al's or hers?
Weird Al's. Okay. I love her video. Her video is amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's her and she's sitting across the street from her, this hot guy and he's angry and they're like sending notes to each other through and she's just in love with him. And she's like this nerdy girl who's like in band and stuff and he's dating the cheerleader and he's on the football team. And you're like, I was a nerdy band man.
Yeah.
What she doesn't realize is there's probably like the drummer that was behind her in band.
Yeah.
She's a clarinetist, but there was a drummer who was then pining the exact, saying the exact same thing about her.
For sure.
But giant glasses.
Yep.
It's kind
very,
of
very cute.
Very cute. So it's very strange. She plays both parts. I did not realize.
Oh yeah.
She plays the cheerleader too.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's where Shake It Off came from. Maybe.
Sure.
Cause she's a cheerleader in Shake It Off too. Yeah. I watched that video. Didn't even notice. And then I read it somewhere. I was like, oh,
I think I know. I haven't seen that video in so long, but I'm pretty sure I knew that.
Yeah. So that's fun. I find it amusing because this story, the Weird Al's video is about TMZ and people watching other people.
And
Taylor's video has her
watching somebody else. Yeah.
And he then watches her for a little bit too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was really funny that at least there's a, maybe not even purposefully, but there happens to be a coinciding situation in both videos.
Interesting.
The video is, Weird Al's video is done by Bill Plimpton.
Yep.
Who also did Don't Download the Songs for the album. Uh-huh. Okay. And he used to do a lot of stuff for Liquid Television and stuff.
Yeah. He's got some really good stuff.
He's an interesting... It's weird. It's weird. I don't know which is weirder, this video or Close But No Cigar by the guys who do Ren Stimpy. Like, they're both equally awkward.
Yeah.
On the Wikipedia, not the Wikipedia, but the Weird Al's Wiki, a lot of people don't like this video.
Yeah, it's not one of his best. Yeah.
It's okay. Like it doesn't... I'm totally okay with it telling its own story. Like, mm-hmm. I have no problem with it not being just a physical representation of everything that is specifically said in the song. That doesn't need to happen. I'm totally down with that. That an artistic choice, he's doing his own thing. I'm totally okay with that.
Right.
But it is awkward, and I don't know where I stand on the choice of the image that he repeats over and over again. You know, because he has that butt shot that he just repeats over and over, and she starts seeing it in trees.
Oh, yes, it's on the
elevator, and it's on the cab, and it's all over the place.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So I don't know how I feel about that because it's just on the gray area of being too much.
Yeah.
Both in repetition, but also the subject matter. You know what I mean? Like, if there was like, ooh, a weird butt shot, it would be like, oh, that's kind of funny. But like to repeat it is it almost makes it seem worse, I think, in terms of like having my kid watch the show or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like,
I see that.
I don't know. Like, maybe like would a zit been a better choice or not? Like, it's interesting. It's an interesting concept. And I don't know artistically how it feels like if it's not just over the line, it bumps up against the line a lot, but then Close But No Cigar definitely does. Where is it? And then, I mean, it's not inherently gross or gratuitous. Sexual or anything like that. It's just the repetition of it gets to a point where that's all you're seeing and you're like, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I kind of have forgotten the video. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Because you're not going to rewatch the
exactly.
video.
Exactly. It's not one of my favorites. Like, all right, it's all right. But yeah, I had forgotten about the hook of it, the butt. Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
No, that being said.
It's an okay video. It's not one of his best.
I'm amused because it starts showing up everywhere.
Yeah.
I like it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
Like in the window of the washing machine, it shows up. And it like... twists, and I was like, I was amused by that.
Yeah.
I was also amused when it shows up like on the moon.
Yeah,
like, that amused me too. Those two were fun.
There was like amusing parts,
and every once in a while they have like the trees kind of look like it, and you're like, oh, okay, that's kind of amusing. I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
but yeah, the repetition of it just gets so much. He needs to at least change it up halfway through, maybe or something. Just
I don't know how you could do that.
I don't know. Well,
whatever. It is what it is. It's not a great video, but the song is really good, and it's one of the better parodies. It just like, the story and the way, the social commentary, and I really, really like the song.
I don't know who the guy at the end of the video is supposed to be. Because at the end of the video, she basically gets revenge on the guy who was taking pictures of her. Uh-huh. And I don't know if that's supposed to be either a cameo by Bill, or it also kind of reminds me of Levin. So I don't know if it's a direct reference to that or not.
Maybe.
It's just awkward enough that I can't see people. Like, I pick out weird parts of people to remember. So yeah. I don't know if that's actually what it is. I don't know. Lyrics.
Those guys are all around, so you really shouldn't dare go to every club in town if you've lost your underwear.
Yeah, see? That's one of those moments where he's now putting it on the celebrity for doing something stupid, not the paparazzi.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah. I like you're sort of famous, a minor celebrity, so it only makes sense that the world would be obsessed with every single thing you do.
Yes, I love that line too.
It's a great opening to the song, and
it's just like I said, I'm so against that culture. I told my kids listen to this song, and I told them like what the song's about. Like, it's about the people who are just obsessed with other people, and they're being nosy, and it's nothing you should really worry about. Just let other people be. Who's none of your business. Who cares what someone's eating?
Oh, but
breakfast.
You're an actor, so you know.
I'm an actor. Yeah, I'm so serious. But no, I have never understood the obsession. Like, I can like Weird Al Yankovic without having to know what body wash he uses. I don't care.
Pert Plus.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know it was a body wash. Anyways, I just don't understand how people can like
specifically for Al.
Okay. Yeah. I don't get it. I just don't get how people need to know every little detail to be able to be a fan.
Like, I agree.
Like the person for what they do, what you know, what they show you. Don't worry about what they're not showing you. Who cares? It's not your business.
Yeah. Although I am digging into people's Weird Al's life to try to find out more information about him. But it's not that kind of information.
No,
it's
exactly.
Just like
you're not going through his garbage.
Creative practice.
Exactly. Stuff is already out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So, I yeah.
Rating? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I mean, we've got more fun things to talk about in the song, I think. I like the Bad Hair Day.
Yes.
He makes a reference to that. And in the same line, sweat stained t-shirt. And that's basically lines up with she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or she wears skirts, I wear t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I t-shirt like is the same, which like is really that. Cool.
Yep.
I wonder if it's a blue skirt.
Ooh, a blue skirt.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you say that?
I don't know. Oh, just that's weird. In my mind for some reason. Huh.
It's like from another dimension. There's a rift.
I like hey, isn't that creepy?
Yes.
Like, that's fun.
Do I creep you out?
Yeah. Oh no, but just in general, yeah, like that's a fun. Isn't that he's just creepy? Like, I'm just doing stuff.
Yeah, the lyrics of this are solid. It's a really, really well written song. This is he doesn't usually have writing this good in his parodies.
Yeah,
I agree.
Usually
it's just his you know.
Well, this one
original.
Is a message, and that's what's so great about it is because he's got something to say, and it makes sense. At one point, I thought about like taking all the lyrics and like telling people like which celebrity it was that did that.
But now
I'm kind of like, I don't really care. No. I don't want to talk about that. Exactly. I don't want to talk about Mel Gibson. You know,
yeah, that's Britney Spears.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll say we're not talking about these five celebrities.
Yeah.
No. So
Michael Richards.
So we're not going to talk about these things.
Not talk about them.
No. Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Yeah.
We're not. We really don't need to do that. No. Ratings. Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Based on what you said, we have to go pretty high. Some of it's Taylor's fault, but I'm okay with that a little bit.
I can't hold the video. I can't rate the video. I want to because I don't like the video.
Oh, without the video. No. Well, you got to rate the video. The video's part of it.
It's a really good. I'm going to go 4.
The video was on the DVD. I mean, the video was on the album.
It was. But no, I'm still going to give it. I'm giving it a 4.
Okay.
What are you doing, Charlie?
Yeah, 4. It's got to be a 4 because it's not a 5.
No, it's not.
It's not even a 4.5 for me.
It's a 4.
Like,
solid 4.
I listen to this a lot, but it's more mainly because of the music than the lyrics.
I don't know. I think the lyrics are good.
The lyrics are good, really but good. I wouldn't. But they're not entertaining enough to listen to multiple times. Sure. But the music definitely is. But that's Taylor.
Sure.
That's Taylor. So,
A 4 and a 4.
Yep.
That works. All right.
Yeah.
That's it.
I do want to say that Weird Al performed this on February 9th, 2012 on an episode of The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then after that, he was interviewed by Craig, and then he was challenged to the Big Cash Prize Contest.
Oh, yeah.
And won $50 in quarters for knowing that New Zealand has the steepest street, and the name of that street is Baldwin Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Just one that. Of those weird things I find when I'm watching.
Why not?
If you want to talk more about Taylor Swift, call us up at 302-72-WEIRD.
The Swift line.
The Swift line.
Yeah.
It's Swifty.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us
Twitter.
Yep. Twitter's a lot of fun. Just call us up. Talk to us.
Yeah.
Leave a message saying something about Weird Al. Talk about the concert you went to the last week and how enjoyable it was. Talk about what cover song you just played. It should be a lot of fun.
Whatever. What do you want to say?
Exactly.
Weird Al related. Sure.
I'm also Taylor. It's been, the timing is really good because I just listened to the Taylor Swift episode with Doug Benson of Stand By Your Band.
Oh, yeah?
And it's not for kids. Don't listen. If you've got kids, don't listen to it. But I it's amusing. I've always known Doug Benson from Doug Loves Movies, has always really enjoyed Taylor Swift, and he's talked about him on his podcast a lot. So it was neat to see him show up on Stand By Your Band.
Cool.
Yeah. But that's it. Thanks for dropping by.
Bye-bye.
Or ram their car into a tree. They're on TMZ.